Woman is the Nigger of the World is our latest single with Sisters Oh Sisters on the back coming out now. It is out now, but they won't play it. Woman is the Nigger of the World. Yes, she is. Think about it.
And it's terrible. Why should they ban that?
Luckily for me, because a lot of stations were saying, well, we're not going to play this because it says nigger and a white man shouldn't say it. Though all my black friends feel I have quite a right to say it because they understand it. And then, strangely enough, the chairman of the Black Caucus, that great guy, Congressman Ron Dellums, Democrat California, says here, he came out with this, which is fantastic. If you define niggers as someone whose lifestyle is defined by others, whose opportunities are defined by others, whose role in society is defined by others, then good news. You don't have to be black to be a nigger in this society. Most of the people in America are niggers.
To all their letters is in the album.
You said it. It's good.
Because that's all the way we do it. We're born to be doing being Beatles.
There's one line in Baby You're a Rich Man and I don't... Keep all the money... What's that?
Keep all your money in a big brown bag inside a zoo. What a thing to do.
That's... okay. I didn't get the words. I didn't know that was it. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do we get to John's house?
Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man, too. You keep all your money in a big brown bag inside a zoo. What a thing to do. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man, too. How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? Tuned to a naturally happy to be that way. Now that you've found another key, what are you going to play? Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man too. You keep all your money in a big brown bag inside a zoo. What a thing to do. Baby, baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich baby. Man. Baby, you're a rich man too.
Now, following this night, this first night where you drank the tequila, can you tell me what happened when you went to the recording session, the recording studio, rather?
Yes, we would go around about 4 o'clock, between 4 and 6 most days.
Excuse me, this is where I'm in Memphis.
In Memphis, yeah. All the recordings were in Memphis. And we would say hello, we'd sit around for a while, then we would listen to tapes, cassette tapes of songs that would be, you know, we thought, Gyps thought at the beginning would be good for me to do, then I would listen and see which ones I thought would be good for me to do. The band would arrive. Well, the band was there sometimes. The musicians, I mean, it's not really a band. And then we would go into the studio. The band would work. The musicians would... We'd find the key that was good for me, then they would start playing it, and then it was brand new to me that from the start I would sing with the musicians.
Keep it going, it's jazz. Everybody knows that you got the blues. And we're always conscious when you're the real one. The bagpipes are coming up. I see. My eyes have left me. Poison. I don't even like poison.
Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison.
I can make you mine. Taste your lips of wine. Anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. Dream.
the Beatles. That was a great experience. I first met them in 62 when I was on tour with Little Richard and Sam Cooke, and they were like supporting act at the time on the show. And we became friends because they would come up to me and ask me about Little Richard in America. And so we became friends then, and I didn't see them again until I was in Europe with Ray Charles, and George Harrison came to the concert. And he asked me to come by and see the guys. So I went by Apple, and they were there recording and filming Let It Be. And so they said, come on, sit in. I said, sure.
Proud to be here on the 100th anniversary of the Nobel Peace Prize. I'd like to perform two songs from my new album, Driving Rain. The first one I wrote for my fiancée, Heather, and the second one I wrote for the American people after September the 11th. But tonight, I'd like to dedicate them both to my friend George.
Me to discover what it is you're thinking of. 'Cause when we kiss, nothing feels the same. I could spend eternity inside your loving flame. What am I to do if I don't have you? I'll be feeling blue, just sitting here without you. You could be the one to chase my blues away. Away. when we kiss. Nothing feels the same. I could spend eternity inside your loving flame. What am I to do if I don't have you? I'd be feeling blue just sitting here without you. You could be the one to chase my
Beatles Buttons, KDKA, Pittsburgh 15222. That's the zip code number. Okay, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It costs $1.50 for two Beatle Buttons, and when you send your cash or money order, that includes, you know, the handling and postage and all that shtick. And then if you want to get one button, it's $1 to the same address, Beatle Buttons, KDKA, Pittsburgh 15222, Pennsylvania, and that'll do the trick. Or if you're downtown Pittsburgh, stop in at the company, A.G. Trimble Company. That's on the third floor in the Jenkins Arcade downtown. I'm sure you all know where that is. Room 3006. And it's funny, in the Jenkins Arcade, you really have to look around, you know that, for the rooms, because it gets confusing. But it's room 3006. Once you're on the third floor, don't leave unless you get your Beatle button right. Stop in at Trimble Company. They're about 3.5 inches in what, diameter? Or radius? No, it wouldn't be the radius, diameter. With safety pin catch, and they're available for just 75 cents if you buy them at the Trimble Company in the Jenkins Arcade. This is the official Beatle fan button. I want to emphasize that because, you know, they have to pay certain rights, or the company did, or something of that nature. So in any event, this is the official Beatle button with pictures of the guys, and boy, they're really sharp. So for your Beatle button, here's the address again. Beatle Button, KDKA, Pittsburgh 15222, Pennsylvania. And the price is $1.50 for two, $1 for one. That's if you write. And if you want to stop in and pick them up, 75 cents a pop. Okay, Beatle time, and baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. It's not the way you smile that touched my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, many, many, many nights go by. I sit alone at home and I cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la-la. You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, 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 ever been true.
Cheat, cheat.
Oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do? And it's true.
Don't want nobody, nobody.
'Cause baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? Cause baby, it's you.
La 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 la.
Baby, it's you.
La 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 la.
Don't leave me all alone.
La 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 la.
Come on home.
La 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 la.
Cause baby, it's you.
George Harrison on a bed in, where are we, George?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland.
I believe.
How do you keep track?
People tell us where we are, and sometimes you catch the sign on the airport roof before you get in the car.
Have you ever done a concert and said in public it was the wrong city?
Yeah, we used to do that a lot in Britain when we first started doing big tours. You know, we used to say, oh, it's great to be here in Bradford, and somebody would say, you're in Birmingham, you fool.
Yeah, yeah.